This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us, as we begin today, tick backwards through the week's economic calendar. Inflation will be in the headlines Friday, the Fed's favorite. You know, you love it. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. A first look at gross domestic product for the end of last year comes to us Thursday. Purchasing Managers Index tomorrow. That's a supply chain thing. Today has been a corporate earnings kind of day led by Netflix, which reported fourth quarter earnings of just shy of $1 billion after the bell this afternoon and its best new subscriber pickup since the early days of the pandemic. The company, you might say, continues to body slam its competition, announcing today, as it did, a new 10-year deal with WWE World Wrestling Entertainment worth $5 billion. It puts Netflix in the ring, for the next battle in the streaming wars, live sports. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going.
It's not always easy being a sports fan in the Big Easy, but Jonathan Barnes has stuck with his New Orleans teams through ups and downs and all the different streaming services.
I do have Hulu. I have the package for that, which includes ESPN+. I have Apple TV. I have Amazon. I also have Peacock.
In fact, Peacock was the only place he could find the NFL playoff game between the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs, aka Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team, earlier this month. Barnes doesn't, at the moment, have Netflix, but as a diehard WWE fan, he says he'll probably be adding that subscription too next year.
And it kind of scares me to think that are we going to soon be in a future where you have to have these streaming platforms if you want to watch your favorite teams? And I think that would not be fair at all to the consumer.
But as long as consumers are willing to play ball...
The gloves have come off.
Sorry, we're mixing a lot of sports metaphors here. Eric Sorensen is senior analyst with Parks Associates.
Sports content drives eyeballs. Advertisers know it. Streaming services know it.
And they'll pay big bucks to get in on it. Amazon Prime now has Thursday Night Football. Apple has pro soccer.
From a streaming perspective, we find that those can drive big pops.
Brendan Brady at market data firm Antenna says the audience for streaming live sports is growing rapidly, and sports fans who sign up for an event at the beginning of the season often come back for more.
That user, if they're a super fan, is likely going to need that service, and so they'll stay subscribed.
That Dolphins-Chiefs NFL game on Peacock attracted about 23 million viewers, the biggest live streaming event ever. But it had a smaller audience than other NFL playoff games, points out Ross Benish, senior analyst at eMarketer.
It may have been the most streamed sporting event in U.S. history, but it was also the least watched NFL game that weekend.
Even with that boost from all the Swifties, I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.